It's so my heart to communicate to the world, don't dismiss what looks like a four-year-old cute little drawing or a five-year-old dancing across the stage awkwardly because they haven't learned the skill, they haven't mastered the art of dance, or they haven't mastered the art of drawing or painting. They don't know how to blend their colors. They look at yellow and they go, ah, they're so attracted to yellow. And then they want red on their paper and I gotta have some blue. And I'm just feeling this motion and I just created mud. But they didn't start with that in their heart. They were attracted to certain colors and then movements and motions. And just because the product now looks like a swamp doesn't mean it doesn't have something behind it. So you let it dry, and you turn it over, and you ask them, what did God show you? Well, the yellow was his glory, and the red was his blood. And they just begin to talk out what God said. And you, because your hand is shaking, because the Holy Spirit's on you, can barely write down what they're saying, you get rocked. And then you hold it up into a staff meeting and they smile with you. You go, that's amazing. And you're going, it's amazing. It's not just that's amazing. It's okay. This is the Holy Spirit. Just on a good day. This little one painted this picture for her mom. In class, the kids were asked to close their eyes and allow the Holy Spirit to come and then to paint what they felt, what they saw. And this to her was what Holy Spirit was doing and saying. That's amazing. Absolutely incredible. All right, here's this will get you. I'm stretching you. Are you guys warmed up at all? Have I got you convinced that God's kids are powerful? They're powerful. All right, so we got the words, but here's the picture. What do you see? A lot of red dots. Two big red scribble marks. Probably something that most people would walk by. But when we stopped and asked, this was the definition. This is the blood of Jesus raining down from the sky. In the middle is Jesus' heart, and on the left is a man who didn't have a heart.